Chapter 12, Together. Helen and Glenn are in front of the computer when Ingrid and Paul come in.
I thought you were coming back tomorrow,
Glenn says.
What about your conference?
Helen asks.
I was worried,
Ingrid says.
We were both worried, so we decided to come back early.
How do you feel?
Paul asks Helen. Helen hesitates. She's tired and sleepy, but she's solved the mystery. Maybe she has even saved her dad. Can she tell them about the game? Before she can finish, the phone rings, and everyone is silent as Paul goes to the living room to answer it. He says a few words in French, then hangs up.
That was the hospital,
he says when he comes back.
Your father is conscious.
Helen's mother is about to say something, to translate maybe, but Helen interrupts.
So, when is Dad coming out of the hospital?
Tomorrow, or in 2 days. The doctors would like to study him some more. They don't understand what happened.
So I'm staying here?
Yes, for this week, at least. And now, young lady, you should be in bed.
As Ingrid and Paul leave, Glenn asks.
So, who was that kid?
There is another article about his father,
Helen says.
About the other Cyril Blaine. It says he was working on the game, a developer. I think he had created an avatar for his son. Maybe he gave him powers too.
And the boy got trapped in the game, you think?
I don't know. I think he was playing, maybe during the accident. He became, you know, a sort of ghost. But maybe he can wake up now. Maybe he can quit the game and be with his father. I hope he can.
They remain silent for a moment. Then Glenn smiles and says,
by the way, are you staying here for the week? I thought we could play again.
What? Play Thrones of the Kingdom again?
Helen asks.
No, not Thrones of the Kingdom. I have other games. Less dangerous games. For two players. Or we could watch a movie if we prefer. I can even bring an extra chair in my room, so we can watch it on my computer. What do you say?
I think I'd love that.
A few weeks later, things have gone back to normal. Paul drops her off at her dad's apartment on a Friday night. Cyril opens the door with a timid smile. There is a woman next to him. She's small and beautiful, with short grey hair.
Helen, I'd like you to meet Elizabeth.
Hello, Helen. It's nice to meet you.
Helen knows her voice, of course. Elizabeth is Lucy Lightswing. Helen hasn't told her dad about the night she spent playing the game for him. Maybe she will one day. Elizabeth smiles, and Helen understands she hasn't told him either. Then she notices her dress. A simple white dress dotted with small orange pumpkins. Of course.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's nice to meet you too.
Helen,
her father continues.
Elizabeth is not just a friend. I think you understand. She's going to live here, with me, with us.
That's great, Dad. I understand.
He looks surprised. He imagined a different reaction, a more difficult talk. He has prepared his explanation, and she is not asking for one.
Let me put my bag in my room, and you can tell me how you met each other,
says Helen with a big smile.